You're listening to SBS News.
Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett has thrown his crucial support behind a unity government in Israel to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the end of a political era. Mr. Bennett's move could enable opposition chief Yair Lapid to put together a coalition of right-wing, centrist, and leftist parties and hand Mr. Netanyahu his first election defeat since 1999. Mr. Lapid faces a Wednesday deadline from Israel's president to announce a new government. Mr. Lapid's chances of success have rested largely with Mr. Bennett, a former defense chief and a high-tech millionaire whose Yamina Party's 6 seats in the 120-member parliament are enough to give him the status of kingmaker. Under a prospective power-sharing deal, Mr. Bennett would replace Mr. Netanyahu as prime minister and later give way to centrist Mr. Lapid in a rotation agreement. In a nationwide address, Mr. Bennett said he had decided to join forces with the country's opposition leader, Yair Lapid.
I am announcing today that it is my intention to work with all my strength to establish a national unity government together with my friend Yair Lapid, so that, God willing, together we can rescue the country from its tailspin and return it on its path.
Responding on television to Mr. Bennett's announcement, Mr. Netanyahu accused him of perpetrating the fraud of the century, citing past public promises Mr. Bennett made not to join up with Mr. Lapid. He said a right-wing government was still a possibility.
I heard Naftali Bennett. Unfortunately, he is again misleading the public. Same lies, same empty slogans on hate and division from someone who gives a hand to hatred and division, and also someone who was perpetrating, I must say, the fraud of the century.
Mr. Netanyahu says there's a chance that having a right-wing government could be positive.
I'm telling you the truth tonight. Instead of establishing a left-wing government dangerous to the state of Israel, immediately after Lapid's mandate ends, it's possible to establish a right-wing government that is good for the state of Israel.
Mr. Bennett is now hoping to do what Benjamin Netanyahu consistently couldn't, marshal enough allies to form a coalition.
We can move to a 5th, 6th, 10th election to dismantle the country's walls brick by brick until our house collapses upon us, or we can stop the madness and take responsibility.
A unity government was reportedly already close earlier this month, but talks were called off amid the Gaza conflict, which analysts thought would boost Mr. Netanyahu's chances of keeping his job. With left-wing parties included in the coalition plan, the prime minister's warning of a dangerous leftist government weakening Israel.
Think about it. What will it do for Israel's deterrence? How will we look in the eyes of our enemies? What will they say in Iran? What will they say in Gaza? What will they do in Iran and in Gaza? What will they say in the halls of government in Washington?
Palestinian Liberation Organization official Wasil Abu Yusuf, however, says the organization fears a shift further to the right with further spilling of Palestinian blood.
The announcement tonight from the head of Yamina Party, Naftali Bennett, about his acceptance to form a government without Benjamin Netanyahu, I think this extremist right-wing government will be like all the other right-wing governments. It will bring more escalation against the Palestinians than resistance. So expect more escalation. Palestinian blood will be a target for this government, which is no different than the other extremist right-wing governments, which escalate crimes against the Palestinians.
Analysts suspect his ultra-right tendencies will be constrained. Dov Waxman from the University of California, Los Angeles, is warning the situation for Palestinians may not improve.
His partner in government, Yair Lapid of the centrist Yesh Atid party, has effectively a veto. And Yair Lapid will be the foreign minister. So to the outside world, this government may in fact look a little bit more moderate. But I think in terms of policies towards the Palestinians, there will likely be little change.
Chief political correspondent at the Jerusalem Post, Gil Hoffman, says the Joe Biden administration in the U.S. does not plan to resume peace talks.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict will not be dealt with, apparently, for the next few years. And it has to do not only with Israeli politics, it has to do with American politics, it has to do with Palestinian politics.
But Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption charges, isn't giving up. Mr. Netanyahu's rivals have cited his legal case as the main reason why Israel needs a new leader, arguing that he might use a new term to legislate immunity to shield himself. If Mr. Lapid fails to announce a government by June 2nd at the end of a 28-day period to build a coalition, a new election is likely. He just needs two members of parliament to swing his way to potentially derail the prospective government. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.